Thank you, Pastor Crosswhite, and again, praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. What a good presence of the Spirit of God in this house tonight. If I had been able to make a request of songs to sing tonight, the ones that have been presented were just right on cue. Amen. And when that happens to me, I feel the very direction of the Holy Ghost. And I appreciate that very much. That's why a service is something that goes together from the beginning to the end. Praise the Lord. God has His way in all of it. If you take your Bibles with me tonight and search out the book of Isaiah, the 61st chapter there, and while you're doing that, let me again say that I am so honored to have been invited to be back, and I appreciate the invitation very, very much. We love and appreciate Brother and Sister Crosswhite. These are such excellent people. And you have been blessed that God has given you such exemplary leadership. Praise the Lord. Not all churches have that blessing. But what happens in your life depends on your leadership. Yes, it does. If the blind lead the blind and they both fall in the ditch, then the opposite of that is if those of light lead those of light, then they shall find the right way. Praise the Lord. And so I appreciate very much Brother Crosswhite's diligence and principle and dedication to this gospel. Isaiah chapter 61. And reading that verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. And in the 64th chapter of the same book, in the 6th verse, the refrain here is being made, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And we do all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. We're all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses, the sum total of all of our righteousnesses, not the bad things you do, but the right things you do. All of them, and all of us put together, are as filthy rags. We're all an unclean thing. But in that 61st chapter, it says that He would give beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. What a trade That is. Praise the Lord. I've always loved that phrase, beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. And that's what I want to speak to you here about tonight. Beauty in exchange for ashes. Praise God. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us. Lord, we do thank you for your leading, your guiding, your touch that only you can provide. You know every heart that is in this building. You know every intent, every motive. You know every desire. You know every thought. You know our uprisings and our down sittings. You know all of us. A very hair of our head is numbered. And God, I know that you know exactly what we have need of. And we look unto you to be the provider of those things, especially right now through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. And the church says amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. The book of Isaiah is and contains some of the most beautiful passages in the Bible, especially dealing with redemption. Isaiah has such beauty in his writings. And the prophet Isaiah, his very name means God is salvation. In, like many of the other prophets, Isaiah foretold and also prophesied of Israel's transgressions and of their sins, and that they would be carried away into captivity, which of course came to pass as they were carried away into Babylon sometime later. But this was prophesied because of their transgressions and because of their refusal to obey the God of heaven. But Isaiah was not just a prophet that foretold of the judgments of God. He was also a prophet that had such beautiful, wonderful words of hope for those same people that had been carried away into captivity. He told of hope yet to come, even though that they would find themselves in a foreign land, seemingly as they hung their harps upon the willows and couldn't sing the Lord's song in a strange land, that even though they had been carried away because of their iniquity and because of their transgressions, that Isaiah gave a prophecy also of hope yet to come. And it's amazing when that he begins in the 61st chapter is part of that, where that he says about what God shall do for his people, how that God shall redeem them from the place where they have been carried away. And that he makes a beautiful, wonderful analogy here where he says that God will comfort all them that mourn, and that he will appoint unto them that mourn in Zion to give them beauty for ashes. We're talking about an exchange here. We're talking about receiving one thing for something else. And he will give beauty for ashes. And I want to dwell upon that particular phrase tonight. What an amazing bargain that is when you begin to think about it, that God will give beauty for ashes. We all know what ashes are. It's the residue of that which used to be, that which may have been of value, but once it's consumed by fire, it is worth nothing. It is of no value. It is something that doesn't have beauty. in it. But God said that he would not only redeem them, but he would give them beauty for ashes. That what after they have been consumed in their iniquities, and after they have had the judgment of God upon them, that when they are now settled into a residue of nothing but ashes, where one good, strong, stiff wind could just puff them into nothingness, that God said, I'm willing to make an exchange with you. I'm willing to make a bargain with you, that I will actually give you beauty, something of substantial value for that which is worth nothing. That's what God has said through the prophet Isaiah. Amen. I don't know about you, but who wouldn't want to make that deal? Who wouldn't want to trade ashes for something of intestinal value that is so worthy and so wonderful that he would give you for ashes that which is nothing, that which has no value, and give you something of beauty and of something of glory for that which one time had been there but now is a residue of only ashes. That reminds me of the street peddlers of London, long before that London had marketplaces and before that they had places where they could go like we go to grocery stores or to the clothing store or to that. Those things didn't exist. But yet the wares and the produce and the things that were consumable that they could buy was peddled through the street by street peddlers. And there were the individuals that went up and down those cobblestone streets of London. And they would begin to carry their wares through the streets, and they would have a song so people could identify them as coming, kind of like the Good Humor Ice Cream Man. Children hear that sound that tells them that the ice cream truck is making its round, and these peddlers all had a song or a chant that they would call out. The grocery man, the man with the produce, as he began to carry his cart laden with vegetables and fruit and whatever else, he would begin to carry his song up and down those streets. And people that were in need of that would make their way down to the street level. And there they would purchase from the peddler. They would purchase the vegetables and the things that they wanted to buy. The grocery man left that morning with an empty purse. He will go home with hopefully a full purse and an empty cart, selling his wares. Same thing about the clothing and the milkman, the dairyman, or whatever else. They all had a song as they went through the streets selling their wares. But there was another merchant that is quite in contrast to the others. While all the others left with empty purses and filled that purse through the day of people willing to buy and wanting to buy their wares, there was a man that left with a full purse and an empty cart as he began his rounds through the city streets and those cobblestones. This was a man that was calling out what they said was a familiar cry of the ragman cometh. And this man would go through the streets. He left with an empty cart and a full purse. And what his objective was, believe it or not, was that he was not selling, he was buying. And his purchase was to be filthy, dirty rags. that people had that one time had been maybe good clothing that had been dressing their children with. But little by little, you know, the hand-me-downs turned into to dishcloths, and then after that to be part of the mop of the floor until it became so tattered and so unusable that it ends up, they didn't just throw them away because they knew about this man. They would put them into a box in a corner and wait to hear the cry of the rag man cometh. Because when he came, they could pick up that box of filthy, unfit, valueless to them, dirty rags, and carry them down to the street corner. And this rag man would actually give them money. He would weigh it out and give them good money for filthy rags, for that which had no value to them anymore. Children can't dress in them anymore. It's not fit to wipe off the table anymore. There's no use for it. But the rag man would come and purchase those things, and he would give coin, good money, for that which was worthless to the individual that had it. The rag man cometh, and he would give you money for that which had no value to you, which was filthy, dirty, stinking, tattered rags. Now, if you wonder what he did with them, he was able to take them to a certain place where they chemically treated them, and but that's another story, and that was how he made his living. But he was a man that went with an empty cart in the morning and with a full purse. And when he goes home at evening, he'll have a full cart in an empty purse. And what he will have is nothing but a cart full of filthy, dirty, stinking rags. Amen. Do you understand where we're headed here tonight? Amen. That this man, when he began to cry out, the rag man cometh, that meant he'd give you money for that which was worthless to you, that which had no value whatsoever. Amen. Everybody else paid good money to get the bread, paid good money to get the vegetables. But this man was not in the process of selling. He was in the process of buying, of purchasing. Amen. The cry of that ragman. Who wouldn't do that? Who wouldn't take their dirty, filthy rags that had no value to them whatsoever and know that you could go down to that street corner and that man would give you good money for filthy rags? Who wouldn't want in on that deal? Amen. The children were told, don't throw the rags away. Put them in the box. Because soon, one day, the rag man will be coming, and he'll give us good money for that which is worthless to us. Maybe you're not getting the picture yet, but I read to you in Isaiah where it said, we're all as filthy rags. Amen. There, all of our righteousnesses put together, amen, are as filthy rags in his sight. And yet, one day, the rag man came and began to cry out, rag man cometh, and that which is burnt out, that which is nothing but ashes, so to speak, and he give you beauty, he give you something of value for that which is worth nothing at all.
Come on, that's good, brother.
What a bargain that is. To hear the cry, rag man cometh, there'll be a smile on those people's faces. Maybe I tell one of the children, take that box down to the street, because the man coming, believe it or not, is going to give you good money for that which is worthless, that has no value to us, which is filthy, which is corroded, which is tattered and worn. It's nothing but junk. But here comes a man that's actually going to give you money in exchange for that which has no value whatsoever. I don't know if you remember back or not. Amen. For those of you that are living for God, let me tell you that all your righteousness is put together were nothing but his filthy rags. But do you remember the night, amen, you begin to hear the clarion call of the gospel itself? said, amen, come on down to the street corner. Bring your life that's a washout. Bring your life that is filthy. Bring your life that is worth nothing. And I'll give you good money. I'll give you beauty for your ashes. I will give you something that will be of value for that which is worth nothing. Come on, let's lift our hands and love the Lord. Praise God. I'll give you beauty. I'll give you beauty for ashes. What a deal that is. Beauty for ashes. You take a $1 bill, as long as it's in its pristine shape, it's worth a dollar. You take a $100 bill, and it's worth $100. If you put them, fold them together, $101, and then set a match to both of them, and let them drop down into nothing but an ash heap, you know what that ash heap is worth now? Not $101. All value is gone. It's worth nothing now. You can't carry that and say, I want to buy a hamburger down at McDonald's with a handful of ashes. Say, this is $100. Here, give me some change. Amen. No, no, no. It's worthless. It's worth nothing. That which it used to be is now nothing. It has no value at all. Do you understand that Jesus Christ says, I will give you beauty for ashes? That which is a residue. There are people that burnt their life out on drugs. There are people that burnt their life out in the midst of living in sin. Amen. Their life is nothing but a heap full of ashes, worth nothing to anybody. But thank God you can make your way to an apostolic altar and hear the ragman say, I can give you beauty for your ashes. I can give you something of great value for that which is worth nothing. God didn't purchase you because of what a great buy you were, that he had to have you because you were so valuable. We were ashes. We were worth nothing. Who wouldn't want to make that trade? Praise the Lord. There was a time when metal detectors was a big fad. When they first were instituted and being able to be purchased, they were not refined much at all. In other words, you take one of those early metal detectors and they beeped over everything. Bottle caps, the gum wrapper, everything. You spent most of your time digging junk when it beeped. But as time went on, they became more refined until you could actually get them where that they would only beep if it had silver or gold or something of value, that when it beeped, you very possibly can find something of value here. Amen. And they got more refined, even canceling out all that which is worth nothing and seeking only the best. But God did just the opposite. He turned off all the seeking for the valuable and turned it to seek out trash. Turned to seek out that which was nothing. And there he began to run. That's what you begin to feel when you feel the Holy Ghost touching your heart and your life. That's God's detector running over your life. Amen. He didn't come to call the righteous to repentance. He came to call those of us that were in such misery of sin. All of our righteousnesses together were as filthy rags, but God came seeking that which was lost. He came seeking that which was undone. He came seeking the offcast of the earth. Aren't you glad he found you? Aren't you glad that the moment came, amen, when you could bring down to the street corner? You hear that cry? It's Jesus Christ saying, I'll give you beauty for ashes. I'll give you something of value for that which is worth nothing. Praise the Lord. Who wouldn't want to make that kind of trade? Jesus himself said, I left the 99. I left those that were in good situation with their corral, and I went seeking that one who was at this moment of time entangled in bramble and couldn't go home if it wanted to, because it is ensnared. It's caught. It will soon be buzzard bait. It will soon be that the fowls of the air will descend upon its dead carcass, because it is as good as dead unless somebody goes looking. And he said, I left the 99, those that were in good shape back up at the corral, and I went searching for that one that was caught in that bramble. And he said, when I found it, I put it on my shoulders, amen, and I brought it back to the fold, amen. I don't know about you, if you don't see yourself, if you see yourself as a 99, you're really messed up, amen. You're not part of the 99, you are the one that was in the bramble. You couldn't help yourself. You couldn't get out. Amen. You were on your way to a lost eternity forever. But Jesus Christ came and found you. You didn't find him. He found you. Amen. And called you unto his own. What a picture Jesus gives one time to the Jews that were patting themselves on the back and priding themselves. We're the people of God. We're somebody. And Jesus said, let me tell you, you didn't find me. I found you. Let me tell you what you were like. You were like the babe that your Hittite mother gave birth to you. And when she gave birth to you, she despised you. She hated you at the moment of your birth. You know what she did? She picked you up like so much garbage and carried you to the roadside. Your navel hasn't been cut. There's blood in your eyes that you can't see. There's blood in your mouth that you're strangling on your own blood. And she carried you to the road ditch and cast you by the wayside. And there you were, a babe that is helpless. It can't get up out of that ditch. It can't grasp anything. It can't stand up and walk out. It's there. It's in a position where that it has no chance. And he said, that's where you were. That's how you were. You were like that babe that had blood in its eyes it couldn't see and blood in its mouth, and you were strangling on your own blood. You were unwanted and uncared for and despised. But the only thing that changed your history was this phrase, but I passed you by. I came by and I saw you in your death throes. I saw you in your helplessness. And you know what I did? I picked you up and I washed the blood out of your eyes that you might see. And I took the blood out of your mouth that you might breathe. And then I took you and wrapped you in my own garments and called you by my name. That's where I found you. You didn't find me. Some of y'all need to realize where God found you. Rag man comes. I'm so glad he found me. wrapped his arms all around me and led me to the shelter of his foe. Jesus and his disciples are going to a certain part of the country, and he gets to a place where the Jews don't pass, and that's the borderline of Samaria, because Samaritans are hated by the Jews. They're despised by the Jews. But Jesus says, I must needs go through Samaria. Praise the Lord. And he goes to a well. And he sits down by the well, and presently a woman came. She doesn't come when all the other ladies come. She comes where she can surreptitiously come and draw water without having to meet anybody because of her life. Having all these husbands and having all this history of her life, she comes, and there is a man sitting there, and she knows by his dress and the way he looks that he's a Jew. And she begins to draw her water and to quickly try to make her way away. And as she draws water, Jesus said, give me to drink. And she right off says, how is it that you, being a Jew, would even talk to me? Even how is it that you, being a Jew? And she went on to talk about some of their theology, about the difference between them and the Jews. Amen. She's completely forgot the question about give me to drink. She's just amazed that this Jew's talking to her. Praise the Lord. And then after he explains a few things, he says to her, if you would ask of me, I would give you water that you would never have to come to this well to draw again. And she looked at him and said, Lord, give me this water always. How is it possible that this can be? Even he's not talking about the liquid in that well. He's talking about the Spirit of Almighty God that can give you. He's talking about a life change for this lady. He went through that Samaria for this one woman that came to that well. There was an appointment up there. She could have lived her life and lived it in the iniquity and the sinful way that she had lived. And died and been gone. But Jesus said, I must know needs go through Samaria. Amen. Aren't you glad that one day he came through your way? Amen. While that you were there, you might have had all kind of questions, but aren't you glad he offered you the water of life that gave you a chance to say, Lord, give me this water. Amen. That I may never have to draw from this well again. Aren't you glad that he's changed your diet? Aren't you glad he's given you a new well, a water springing up unto salvation and to life? And when he filled you with the Holy Ghost, he changed you forever. Yeah. Must know, I'm going to give you beauty for ashes. I'm going to beautify the meek with salvation. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 is a long list of such despicable catalog of people, adulterers, fornicators, liars, cheaters, murderers, a long list. And he says, and such were some of you. Praise the Lord. But now, N-O-W, but now ye are washed. Now you are cleansed. Now there's been a change. Amen. What I used to be, I'm no longer. Amen. Because I went down to the street corner when I heard that the rag man was coming. You mean you'll actually give me something of value for this worthless life? Amen. I'm telling you that you made the best deal in all of your life when you said, Lord, amen, give me something of value. Give me beauty for my ashes. Praise the Lord. Did you notice how many songs here tonight was about redemption and about the blood of Jesus Christ? Our righteousness is as filthy rags in his sight. One of the most remarkable prophets was Hosea. What a situation this was. God told him who he was going to marry. But he said, don't go down there to where the tall palaces are and finally arrayed people of the riches and nobility. But go down into that part of town of the wretches. Go down there where you will actually find a prostitute. And you're going to love her. And you're going to marry her. And that's exactly what took place. Hosea brought her out of that district, gave her a home, gave her a place to live. But yet Gomer is not changed. She's still got her harlot ways. And she returns back to the streets. She returns back to her former way of living. Walks off and leaves her husband and her children. And goes back to her harlot ways. Time passes. Until that what beauty she had is ravaged by time and abuse. Until she's a pathetic wreck of a person. And then God says to Hosea, I want you to go down. Because you see, there's going to be an auction today. And they're selling individuals in those markets that they sold individuals. The people that would pay good money for a well, healthy, or a beautiful woman, or for a strong young man, pay good money because they would be utilized and be able to be something that could be used in their household. But here comes Gomer. She's bent, she's twisted, she's wretched, she's undone. Nobody's bidding high for this lady. Because now she's spent. She's nothing but ashes. But God didn't tell Hosea to just try to bid it up. If somebody bids five, you bid seven. If somebody bids seven or eight, you bid ten. No, he said, liquidate everything you've got. Your whole wealth, your house, your belongings, liquidate it. And take it down there and you walk straight up to the podium and put everything you got. And say, I give this much. Everything I've got. Who would do that? What man would go redeem a woman that had treated him that way? That would somehow, of something that is now, has so wrecked her life, she's nothing but a residue of ashes of that which one time had been. There's no beauty left. There's nothing there that is of any value. But Hosea lays the complete pile of his earnings and money and investments and said, I bid this much. You say, man, not me. Ain't no way I'd do that. Just her just deserves. And you better stop a minute. And remember that you were on the auction block of sin. Amen. Worth nothing on your way to a devil's hell. Amen. Nothing to save you. Amen. Nothing to redeem you. But you know what? Jesus Christ went to Calvary and said, I give this much. I give my all. And shed his blood and gave his life, sacrificed his life that I might live. Didn't you hear that song tonight? Amen. That he gave it all and said, I give this much. Amen. I don't understand how people can come to church and not worship that kind of God. Amen. Let me tell you. You were nothing. Amen. When he found you, you owe it all to him. Amen. Everything that you have that's good in this life is because Jesus Christ redeemed you. Yes. Nobody ever cared for me like Jesus. That I'll give you beauty for ashes. What a trade. There's a song, it said, if you had known me before he found me, then you would understand my love for him. If you had really known me, I don't want to even talk about where he found me, but let me tell you this, I'm so glad he found me. To me, the song Amazing Grace is still a beautiful song. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Don't pat yourself on the back. That you're somebody come lately that God just had to have you. You had nothing to offer him. You had nothing to give him. You were of no value to him. But he said, I'll give you beauty for ashes. You can take a poor man's lean-to, a pauper, and burn down his lean-to into ashes. Put that in one pile. And you could burn down a multi-million dollar mansion until its residue is ashes. And put them next to each other. Now you tell me which is which. Both of them are equalized by ashes. They're both one good puff and they blow away. A multi-million dollar mansion and a hovel that is reduced to ashes. That's what we were. For our righteousness is as filthy rags in his sight. Can you imagine that mother? On that day, they've been stacking up that box full of filthy rags over there. And the kid's saying, Mama, why don't we throw them away? No, you don't understand, son. Because every once in a while, there's a man, a special man, that comes down that street. And he'll be crying out, rag man cometh. And when he does, we're going to take up that box of filthy rags, offcast and of worth nothing. And we're going to go down to the street corner and he's going to smile and he's going to weigh it and he's going to give us money that we can buy stuff with for that which is worth nothing. Praise the Lord. What a great day that would be. Because when the rag man goes home that evening, he has a cart full of filthy rags and an empty purse, for he gave it all to buy that which people have and consider to be worth nothing. Let's stand, would you please? The beauty of Acts 2:38 is more than just words. Repent. Repent. Repent of what? Well, we're not talking about having to go back and enumerize every thing that you did, because you're not able to do all that. But what you repent of is for a life that was worthless, valueless, and drenched in sin. A box full of filthy rags. I don't want to live this way anymore, God. I don't want to be this filthy individual that I am. and you hear the call, it doesn't say just repent. It says repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. And here it comes. For the remission of your sins, to eradicate. It's the only New Testament verse that tells you how to have your sins removed. Not Romans, but Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sin. It doesn't quit there either. Because you see, now then, here's where the beauty for ashes comes in. And you shall receive the gift. Gift, gift. You didn't buy it. You can't purchase it. The gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Which is a promise unto you and to your children, them afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Aren't you glad he called you? Aren't you glad you made your way down to the street corner and said, I can't believe this. He's actually going to give me something of beauty for ashes. That the rag man's going to take that which is of no value and give me something of great, great value, which is his very nature. You got any rags tonight? You said, this sounds just like a message just for sinners. This is a message for everybody. Regardless how long you need to be reminded of where he found you. And you need, for those of you that's kind of backed off from God, where that other attractions of this world are attracting you, you better realize which way you're headed. You're headed back to the valueless, back to the land of ashes. Amen. But if there's anything, wrap your arms around this altar and say, God, cleanse me, wash me, make me white as snow, reinnovate my spirit, my heart, my life. You hear the call, the rag man cometh. Have you got any rags here tonight? Anybody want to make a trade? Anybody want to say, I'd like to trade these rags in. I'd like to have some beauty for ashes. I've made some mistakes. I've made some bad mistakes. I've done things that I shouldn't have done. If you're a backslider here tonight, let me tell you, you ought to be so thankful that the call is still out, like Gomer on that auction block, that Jesus says, I give this much. Come on back to him. Come on back to where that he can give you beauty for ashes. Praise the Lord as we pray here tonight. Come on. I believe that there's individuals in this building that really need to hear the call of the rag man, that needs to understand that you can have a cleansing, that you can have a new touch, that God will actually take the residue of some of your situations of life and give you beauty for ashes. As we pray, as they sing right now. Amen. Come on. Why would you hold back? That mother was so glad to say, boys, get them rags and get on down that street corner, because believe it or not, there's going to be a man meeting us that'll give us good money for that which is of no value. Why would you tarry here tonight? Don't you hear the call? Come on down to the street and say, here I am. I want to make a trade here tonight. I want to make a trade. I want beauty for my ashes. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's pray, church. Pastor Crosswhite's coming. But most importantly, it's between you and God here tonight. If you would somehow hear his call, today is a day of salvation. If you will hear his voice.
Amazing grace. Miss your opportunity tonight. Don't miss your opportunity to make an exchange. Come on, don't miss that opportunity, friend. Come on, saint of God, reevaluate what God is doing, what He's done. Hallelujah. Come on, God has great things tonight. You're to touch the hands of grace tonight. Come on, the Master is here tonight. Hallelujah. The Master's calling for you tonight. The Master's reaching for us. Come on, let the hands of God reach around you tonight. Let God exchange some things in your life. Washing of the Holy Ghost touch you tonight. Come on, thank the Lord for what He's done for you.
He washed me white as snow. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white.
Your hands in this place right now. Even lift your heart to the Lord and thank the Lord for what He's done. Come on, are you thankful for what He's done for you?
All
Let's thank the Lord for what he's done.
All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. Jesus paid it all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Beauty for ashes. Are you thankful for the beauty that God has for the worthless part of our lives, even a hopeless part of our souls, that God would see fit to make an exchange, that he would even consider, that he would bid and reach to us with love and kindness and mercy, even that he would love us in that manner. Amen, hallelujah. Before we go tonight, I want you to do something with me. Amen. Would you stand across this building? And I want you to ease yourself to someone. Ease over to someone tonight. If it's appropriate, I want you to just, amen, just put your arm around them, and I want you to pray with them right now that God's hand, his mercy and his grace would just continue to guide. Amen. Would you pray with that person tonight? Amen. I want you to pray for the guidance of the Spirit of God, the work of God in their life. Lord, help us. Minister to us. Let us recognize, realize, Lord, your grace and power, your peace. Lord, help us, God, never to neglect what you've done for us. Help us never to discard, overlook, God, what you did for us, God, at Calvary. God, what you want to do for us right now in our lives. I pray your word, God, your power in us. God, we're filthy, unrighteous. God, our righteousness would never make it, Lord. But would you help us, Jesus, I pray. Lord, we need you. We pray for your grace. We pray for the work of it. By the touch of your Spirit, the touch of transformation. In your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, pray just a little bit more. Don't just give up right now. Come on, pray just a little bit more for that person. This could be their last service ever. Amen, their last opportunity. Amen, would you pray with them, Lord? Give them strength, Lord. Let the worth be felt, seen, Lord, received. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you for the way you're doing it. Thank you for your blessings and your goodness today, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for anchoring us, oh Lord. We worship and we love you today, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's give the Lord a hand of praise in this place. Woo. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Gross, thank you so much for obeying the Holy Ghost. Amen. Saints of God, amen. You ought to leave this place thankful tonight. Amen. More appreciative than ever than what God has done. Amen. Praise God. What a wonderful deal to be a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise God. This week, would you reach to somebody and let them know about Jesus? Amen. Give them an opportunity. Reach to them. Love them. You're probably going to be the only person that steps in between the throne of God for souls. Amen. And them. Take them in your prayer time. Make sure Amen. You have a prayer time every day this week. Amen. Go before the Master. Pray for somebody. Reach to somebody. And let's go to heaven. How? God bless you in Jesus' name. Greet each other as you're dismissed.